This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is L.A. Marzulli, who is an ordained minister, but he's he gave up his last position. Certainly, he's written a number of books on the dealing with many of the things we talk about with supernatural manifestations of various sorts, one sort or another, trying to point out how this fits into biblical prophecy. In fact, L.A. believes that we are seeing the unfolding today. Lynn Marzulli believes we're seeing the unfolding today of the prophecies of thousands of years ago. Well, I happen to look at that as well, because, of course, if I didn't have that, I would have a feeling of hopelessness as I see certainly what's happening to the country that we love as it's being systematically destroyed, as I see us moving closer towards a war with Iran and expanding our involvement in that part of the world, as I see now from 90,000 American troops and I don't know how many tens of thousands of contractors, probably 20 or 30,000 contractors fighting in Iran against 100 members of Al-Qaeda, 100 people in Al-Qaeda, at least according to Steve Croft last Sunday on 60 Minutes, according to Ron Paul last week, according to General James Jones, who's head of the NSC, a member of Trilateral Commission, 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and we've got well over 100,000 people fighting them in Afghanistan. Maybe you could explain to me why we're doing that. Why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we fighting there? And there are all sorts of explanations over there because of the attack on America. But the attack was largely planned by Muslims who were living, if we're to believe anything we read, living in Germany. That's where Muhammad Atta was planning. And of course, Muhammad Atta then came to the United States over want to bomb the country where the attack of September 11 was planned. Maybe we should bomb Germany and bomb the Carolinas where where Sheikh Caleb SKM Muhammad actually went to school. And remember this guy who admits he planned the whole thing, went to school in North Carolina. Did he become a CIA asset there? Is this where he got his radical ideas? Maybe we should bomb North Carolina as well, because certainly he was there for a long time and got his degree, advanced degree from there. Nothing as it appears to be. Well, anyway, Lynn has written some fascinating books. Certainly Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, a book which he carries. We haven't carried it. We think it's an excellent book. We just have never wanted to compete with him. We want him, of course, to make some money on his books. We will be carrying the book we're talking about this morning, though, his Alien Interviews. Alien Interviews? Well, has he interviewed aliens? No. But he's talked to people who have been researching interviews in time, and we will be carrying this little book on the alien interviews. When did you write this book, Len?
Well, basically, Dr. Stan, first of all, thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas to all your listeners. Always a pleasure to be here on Radio Liberty. And basically, the reason why I wrote it was for the skeptic. It's sort of a primer into the whole phenomenon. In other words, if you know nothing about it, but you've heard snippets, let's say, on the media, or you've watched some programs on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or whatever, or you've heard friends talk about it, or you've tuned in late night, coast to coast, or even on your program, Dr. Stan, you certainly addressed it, but you want to know more about it, this book is for you. It has 17 interviews with people who are actually up close and personal and experienced the phenomenon. Many of these people are researchers, for instance, Dr. Jacobs, Dr. Roger Lear, Dr. Jesse Marcel, retired Major George Filer, Dr. Lynn Katai, and Dr. Wenger. So it's not like people with fourth grade educations. A lot of these people are PhDs and are at the top of their game, top of their field. And they come on the record in a very revealing interviews talking about the phenomena, that it is real, it is burgeoning and not going away. And that's a phrase that I constantly bring the reader back and call his attention to it. So if you're a skeptic and you're not sure what you're looking at here and you want to know about it, we discuss abductions, the Stevensville Lights, which happened, of course, in Texas, where a large craft well over a mile wide was seen by multiple witnesses. With the abduction phenomena, we talk with Dr. Jacobs, who's interviewed hundreds of so-called abductees for over three decades now. He believes that there is a breeding program going on, and I realize to start off with that, Dr. Stan, that can sound incredibly bizarre to some of your listeners. Nonetheless, this mirrors and mimics what we see in the Genesis 4 account, where it talks about the Nephilim being on the earth and the fallen angels taking the women of the earth, and of course that ungodly hybrid was known as a Nephilim. Joe Jordan weighs in, who is a Christian researcher, who has interviewed over 300 people and counseled them, and they have stopped their abductions by evoking the name of Jesus. We discussed cattle mutilations, and I think we can talk about that further if you want to this morning, but there's a rash of new cattle mutilations happening in Colorado, and I spoke at length several times with Chuck Zukowski and on my little radio program too, and it was just a fascinating interview. Again, the phenomena there is very real. It's not the work of coyotes. There's no blood. The tongue in this particular calf was surgically removed. So we're looking at some very grisly aspects of this, and in my opinion, it's very nefarious, very malevolent, and we are dealing with interdimensional beings, i.e. fallen angels. Dr. Roger Lear comes on the record. He's a surgeon and has done now 16 removals of what he calls, and what I agree with him because I've actually seen these, alien implants. And Dr. Stan, as we know, and of course you being a medical doctor also would know this, that when a person gets a foreign object in his body, the body seeks to expunge that, to remove that object from them. And what amazed Dr. Lear, and he was a total skeptic, by the way. He walked in and was being sort of asked to remove this thing, found out what it was, did a U-turn and left the room, and only by some great persuasion from friends, just come and take a look at it, just remove it, please. And he did, and what he found amazed him. The object was the size of a BB, and the nerve endings were completely surrounding this thing. And there was a membrane, a very thin membrane over this, which he could not cut even with a scalpel. So anyway, he removed this thing. He had it tested. They found, there's the music.
Well, we'll have to wait till we get back from the break to find out what he found. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. I get this morning in L.A. Marzulli, and I believe Lynn, you can trust what he has to say. He was talking about this one doctor who's removed the implants. Well, what did he find when he tested these implants?
It was amazing, Dr. Stan. He found, first of all, that these implants seem to be activated, as it were, by the person's own circulatory system. Unlike other foreign objects which the body seeks to expunge or remove, this object, the nerve endings, had actually wrapped around it. There was also a thin membrane which he could not cut with a scalpel. There was also, later on, not the first one because he wasn't prepared for this, but as he got into this, he realized that some of these, and many of them actually, exhibited radio frequencies. In other words, these things were actually transmitting radio frequencies from the patient. And then the moment they would take the implant out, the radio transmissions would stop. This is like high strangeness. There was one remarkable case with Dr. Lear, which he talks about, and by the way, you know, obviously he's interviewed in the Alien Interview book, but when he told me this, it's sort of mind-numbing. This woman came in, and she talked about had been abducted, the classic, and she had a what she believed was an implant in her arm. And as Dr. Lear began to look at it, in other words, took her arm in his hand and reached out to where this object was with his finger, he actually saw the object travel underneath her skin about 2 inches away from his finger. And this went on for like, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. I mean, he was just dumbfounded. He'd never seen anything like it. And, of course, they finally got the thing out of her. So, you know, again, when we talk about this stuff to people...
Other than it put out radio waves, anything else specifically?
He just talks about the frequencies. It's not okay. Like there's a message or something. There just seems to be some sort of frequency that's transmitted. Is this so these alleged beings can locate them? I mean, you know, I'm not sure, and neither is he. It's a very complex phenomenon, and it's certainly bizarre. One of the startling implications of this is it's sort of like tagging, or in other words, Are these implants actually changing the person's DNA? There's theories that these implants are actually changing the person's DNA. There's also nanotubes that under electron microscopes they have found that these implants have nanotubes in them. And so nothing in nature has nanotubes like this. In fact, we're just able now to create nanotubes. These are very microscopically very small channels, almost like wires, that to transmit something. The minerals and the composite of this, there was actually a metallurgist at this. I saw Dr. Lear about a month ago, went up to one of his lectures, and they had a metallurgist there who would examine these. And, you know, this stuff is like way over my head. He's talking minerals and composites and this and that. But the bottom line is this, for the layman, that what he found in these implants were more consistent with a meteorite. In other words, the minerals were off-world. So it's sort of interesting, to say the least. And this is the work of Dr. Roger Lehr. Then, of course, we get into UFO sightings in the book. I interviewed Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr. His, of course, his father, Marcel Sr., was the security officer at the Roswell base, or at the base that was Air Force 409 bomber squadron that was stationed right outside Roswell, New Mexico. And this, of course, in 1947 is when the Roswell crash happened. What's interesting about this interview with Dr. Marcel, Dr. Stan, is that this is decades now later, and Jesse Jr. was a small child at the time, about 11 or 12 years old. He's never changed his story, in spite of all the ridicule that has been heaped on him and really the embarrassment to his family. I mean, his family has been greatly impacted by this. And so what's interesting about his interview, and of course his book, which I read also, he elaborates on this further, that why would anybody in their right mind, you know, stand up to a story that someone made up to, there was no money involved. It's not, this book, he's written this book decades later. His father was ridiculed. I mean, the amount of nonsense that this family has gone through because they refused to change their story and back down from it is just unbelievable.
Well, what is their basic story, Liv?
The basics of the story, I was just about to get into that, but thanks for getting me back on track, Dr. Stan. The basics of the story is this. In 1947, something crashed outside Roswell, New Mexico in the desert. Dr. Jesse Marcel Sr. Arrived at the scene with Mac Brazel and handled the pieces of wreckage, put some in a box, and on the way back to the base, stopped at his house, woke up his son and his wife, and said, and laid it all out in the kitchen and said, you know, what do you think this is? And Jesse Marcel Jr. actually picked up one of the beams and saw this writing, and all this has become the stuff of sort of mythos or legend surrounding the Roswell crash. There was a metal, which they call, now they call memory metal, where you would try to hit it or cut it or burn it, and nothing would dent it. It wouldn't tear, it wouldn't burn, it wouldn't break, wouldn't dent. And yet you could crumble it up in a ball, and it would just spread itself out. And without a crease, they nicknamed it like memory metal. And originally in the Roswell crash in 47, the press release was Air Force recovers downed UFO flying disc. Within 24 hours, that story was changed to a weather balloon. And of course, it's patently absurd to think that Marcel Sr. would have mistaken a weather balloon as a flying disc. And this is what Jesse Marcel, the crux of his book is, you know, saying that, look, his father was trained in this stuff, had handled weather balloons for years. To imagine, it's like looking at the sun and calling it the moon, if that's a good enough analogy. I mean, it's just not going to happen. There's just no way he's going to call that thing a weather balloon. And, of course, that story has been trumped up by the Air Force, and they went with that until until Dr. Friedman looked at the thing and kind of exposed it with his books, and now it's become the stuff of sort of a smoking gun in a way. Anyway, Jesse Marcel Jr. comes on with us. Retired Major George Filer comes on the record. He was an Air Force pilot. Very interesting. He actually chased one of these things decades ago, the size of an aircraft carrier. Over the UK, Dr. Lynn Katai comes on with us. She is a medical MD who actually took 35 millimeter pictures and movies of the Phoenix Lights. She was there. She has it on film. Much of her film that you see in these exposés is actually her film, or the film that you see in exposés was actually taken by Dr. Lynn Katai. And it's fascinating. And again, I mean, a lot of these witnesses, a lot of the people that I interviewed for the book are PhDs, so the level of witnesses, of testimony, is certainly credible. I mean, these people's credentials are impeccable, literally, and they know what they speak, and they know what they saw. And Dr. Lynn Katai, you know, was in Phoenix. She saw the phenomena. This craft was seen by thousands of people. It moved silently over the city. It was not a bunch of flares set up by warthogs. I mean, it's funny how the military is constantly tap dancing around and trying to create some kind of cover story, and yet witness after witness after witness comes forward saying, look, I looked up and this huge, huge craft, this boomerang-shaped craft, blotted out the stars, moved silently overhead. And, you know, I witnessed this thing for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. And so she comes on the record and with great erudition and really gets into the dynamics of the Phoenix Lights. Lynn Dickey, who is a UFO contactee, this is, gets a little weird. She was actually communicated by these beings, with these beings telepathically. They would tell her to go out and point her camera in the sky and take pictures. She wouldn't see anything, but when the digital camera reproduced the photograph, there'd be a UFO there. Some of her pictures were actually on the cover of UFO magazine, and of course she at one time believed that these were entities from the Pleiadian star system or what have you. Later on, she came to understand that they lied habitually to her and that they couldn't be trusted, and that I'm sort of putting words in her mouth when I say this, but she would agree with me that they, in the words of Jacques Vallée, she came to know them as messengers of deception. She's now a born-again Christian. She's come out of the experience, and she goes on talk shows much like yours and talks about her experiences and how she was deceived and how she finally came out of it. So that's just a sort of a thumbnail sketch of some of the people that I interviewed. I weigh in at the end. There's no editorializing on my part. I let the reader, there's like an intro to the person. There's sort of an outro to the interviews. And the person who reads the book has to make up their own mind. At the end of the book, I do weigh in. I tell about my two sightings that I had, one when I was 11 and one in 2009 of this year, which was sort of a shock.
We
saw an anomalous light.
About that. What happened in 2000?
I'm sorry, what, Dr. Stan?
What did you see this year?
My wife and I were driving home from dinner, and she's driving, and I'm in the passenger seat, and we're driving north on Pacific Coast Highway, and it's about 8:30 at night in February, so it's very dark and clear night, lots of stars, and she goes, "Wow, what's that?" And I look up, and there's this bright, very bright light, and it's stationary, not moving, and there's no blinking lights like an airplane, and we both look at this thing for about 2 to 3 minutes, and it's not moving, no lights, no blinking lights anyway. And I said, "Wow, that's awfully odd. I'm not sure what we're looking at." And she continued to drive. I continued to stare at the thing. And lo and behold, directly above this appeared a smaller white light. It just flashed on and then slowly descended and into the larger light. And at that point, I just looked at her and said, "You know, we're not in Kansas anymore." And as I said that, I watched this thing slowly disappear. And when it disappeared, it expanded. Listen to this: in concentric rings. It expanded in concentric rings and then vanished. And I kept looking at the place where it had vanished, and about 2 minutes later, Dr. Stan, bam, it just blinked right on. And it played this sort of cat-and-mouse game with us. It did it like 3 or 4 times. Came on, went off, on and off. We finally pulled the car over, and we noticed that it was very silent, couldn't hear anything. There were no sounds of a jet or an airplane or anything. And we watched this thing, and we finally turned up our canyon, and it disappeared, and that was the end of it. Definitely strange. It was an anomalous object. We didn't see a craft per se, but it exhibited some properties with that little light descending and then, of course, disappearing in concentric rings and then reappearing. Very strange stuff. So I talk about that in the book, and at the very end there's a section called UFOs Are Real, Burgeoning and Not Going Away. I kind of wrap up the book. And what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is I tie this into, believe it or not, the Shroud of Turin and the object or whatever made that object, the event, the phenomena that created that object on the shroud. And I also tie it into angelic visitations that we read about in the Guidebook of the Supernatural, i.e. the Bible, which I've nicknamed the Guidebook of the Supernatural because that's what it is. And we see the way angels interact with humans. And it's very, very similar to what the fallen angels do, because the analogy I use, you know, Dr. Stan, you're a stand-up guy, you're a well-educated man, you speak with great erudition on a variety of subjects, you have eyes and ears and taste, and you use your senses and your brain power to sort of move the kingdom along. And that's all good. And we can say that Dr. Stan is a good guy. Conversely, we look at Hitler, who has the same properties that you have. He's got eyes and ears and taste and a body that works in a computer brain, but he was one of the most evilest men in all of history. So similarly, angels are like that. They both have the same sort of inherent properties, and the good guys always speak, you know, stand up, be of good cheer, peace be to you. They come over and touch people because just their presence is enough to short circuit us out. The bad guys, what we see phenomena, constantly are creating this climate of fear, and they feed off of it. So, I weigh in on that and sort of what does it all mean? How does it all tie together? What are we really looking at? What the phenomena is? And in my opinion, of course,
homosexual molestation ethic reading program, otherwise me, but real. We'll be right back in just a moment to the advice book.
Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection. Members of the Northern Colorado Better Business Bureau. Working for a better community. Visit lindynotes.com. That's lindynotes.com. Lindy's thanks and salutes our veterans this holiday season. That's lindynotes.com. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Keen Research and Development of 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I could stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and, you know, believe in this. Oh, they'll accept the Bible, but they've never stopped and thought that the Bible tells all sorts of supernatural stories. How could Jesus Christ walk on water? How could Jesus Christ command the storm to stop? How could a man be crucified and died and put into a tomb and then come back to life? Certainly the apostles, in fact, thousands of people after Jesus' resurrection, you know, believed that this was true and gave their lives for it, and many of them were martyred, and they have been, you know, going back over the last 2,000 years because they believed the supernatural manifestations. And there are supernatural manifestations that come from the God that we as Christians worship. There are also supernatural manifestations that come from the other side, and have no question at all that these manifestations are increasing in frequency. I read a lot of the occult literature. I take a magazine called Share that's put out by the Luciferians, and they talk about the crop circles. You see pictures of these crop circles? I mean, they weren't made by a group of school kids. I mean, these are intricate designs which you can only see from space or from a plane or from above, and they're in the fields over in Great Britain. And they talk about the cattle mutilations and all of the supernatural manifestations and sightings that are occurring. And they look with pleasure and glee to the coming of the new world leader, the leader of all of the religions of the world, as we establish this new world religion and new world government. They're all in favor of these things going on today. Well, we look at them. And we say, you know, these are manifestations of the evil forces that are out there working, moving us towards this one world religion and one world government that's been prophesied for so many thousands of years. So, I mean, but we must understand these things are real. They're not imaginary. That's why this is a very important little book, because here you're going to read Lynn's interviews with so many of the people. But I thought it was really so interesting as he talks about Dr. Jacobs, who's interviewed hundreds and hundreds of, well, I think over 1,000 people who've had these various manifestations of one sort or another. And that horrible realization that this is not imaginary, because they all told basically the same story. Why don't you pick up on that? I thought it was a fascinating interview, Lynn.
I appreciate that, Stan. Thank you so much. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but I caught the gist of what you were saying. You know, what's interesting, what people need to understand is that we have in the guidebook of the supernatural, i.e. the Bible, we have Jesus telling us very specifically that men will faint from fear from what is coming on the earth, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. We have chapters like in 2 Thessalonians that says that there'll be this apostasia, this falling away before the man of sin, i.e. the Antichrist, is revealed. We have other passages that say from that same chapter, actually, that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. And when we begin to put all this together, you talk about a one-world religion, a one-world government system, it's like immediately in the book of Revelation it says that there's going to be a one-world government and one-world religious system. It talks about this mark, and now we see with Verichip that and Digital Angel that this mark is here. Is it the mark yet? No, but it certainly could be implemented to become the mark of the beast. Everyone could be literally chipped at some point. But the idea of a one-world religion, most prophecy buffs and scholars and teachers never address that. They just say, well, the Antichrist is somehow going to create this one-world religious system. Well, that's absurd, because they offer no scenario in which that could happen. And I think that's, frankly, intellectually bankrupt. It's like with 1.5 billion Muslims on the planet and 2 billion Christians, it's an absurd statement, unless we're looking at some sort of an event that would actually create a great falling away, a coming great deception, as I've come to call it. And, of course, when a person sees a mile-wide craft, just like Ricky Sorrell did, who I interviewed in the Stevensville Lights interview, his one word to me was overwhelmed. In other words, when you stand and look up at a one-mile-wide craft over your head, you're overwhelmed. It's unlike anything you've ever seen, and it sort of short-circuits you out. It's like, It'll change your worldview. It'll change our worldview. And that's why I write these books, Dr. Stan. That's why I constantly talk about it. I blog 5 days a week, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, about this very thing, which I believe is the coming great deception. When these craft finally begin to manifest openly, and I believe that, look, if you go back to 1950, there was one sighting reported in the month of December. Fast forward to 2009, this year, in the month of July, there were well over 535 sightings reported. So the phenomenon is real, it's burgeoning, and not going away. Cattle mutilations have gone on for decades.
I want you to get out your website, tell people how they can listen to your program and, of course, how they can get your book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural.
Well, the best place to get that is... I'm sorry, what, Dr. Sam?
I just wanted you to put in a plug for your website.
Okay,
your
sure.
Book.
There you go. It's lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and we have a Christmas store up there. There's, all the books I've written, plus DVDs, one on the Star of Bethlehem, which I'd like to talk about a little bit if we could, at some point today, because there's this guy, Maitreya, and Benjamin Krem, his spokesperson, saying that the Star of Bethlehem, the reemergence of the Star of Bethlehem, is now being seen, and that 2,000 years ago it was a giant UFO that the wise men saw. So, look, the church is being attacked on all sides. Supernatural stuff is manifesting. We need to talk about it. And thank God for your show, Dr. Stan, where at least we can, the people who listen to this will be informed as to what is going on, specifically regarding this so-called Star of Bethlehem that Benjamin Krem is promulgating. So it's lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and it's got linked to the blog and everything else, but that's the basic website.
All right, fine. And Lynn is a responsible individual. He's no fly-by-night individual. I mean, he's certainly given up his job as a minister to be out there like an evangelist on the front lines, trying to convince people that we are moving towards the latter days. A lot of people scoff at it. Oh, you crazy Christians, you've been talking about this for thousands of years, and that's absolutely right. And you're always setting a date. Well, nobody's setting a date. We're just saying that look at the times as it was in the days of Noah. And, of course, here where we saw the Nephilim, certainly the byproduct of a union between these alien beings and women. So we want to talk a little bit about this one research, I believe it's Dr. Jacobs, has said about how so much of this has to do with reproductive experimentation and that they've seen the hybrids.
Again, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Are you talking about the hybrids being integrated into our society?
Right.
Okay. Dr. Jacobs, excuse me, Dr. Jacobs has stated...
Hold on. We'll just have to wait till we get back here. But maybe we shouldn't tell them too much so they'll get the book. We will be carrying alien interviews, but we'll be right back.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
here, or I guess Lynn Marzulli, but we were going to talk about the hybrid, about the so many of the people who've gone through this supernatural experience, and I believe it is a supernatural experience of abduction, certainly because they are not here in a physical form. They just can't be found any place, and then suddenly they reappear. So, but so many of them tell the same story about sexual molestations. You picked that story up, Lynn.
Well, you know, Dr. Jacobs has interviewed hundreds, literally hundreds of so-called abductees, and I just use the word so-called because it sort of softens the blow a little bit. Basically, after a while, studying it for about 6 months to a year, he came to the realization that these people weren't delusional when he realized that there was a cross-section of society. They were all talking about the same thing, and there was no collusion between any of these witnesses. So the experience was real. They were experiencing something. And then they began to talk about hybrids and being sperm and eggs being taken and seeing hybrids, and this goes back decades, and the early hybrids were very sickly looking. They had stringy blonde hair, large almond eyes, but as of late, he believes, Dr. Jacobs, and frankly I'm on board with him, that the hybrids look very human and they can pass for human now. So it's a question of, you know, are they being integrated into society? I get a lot of weird stuff across my desk, as you can imagine, and I've actually interviewed people that have claimed to have seen hybrids and talk to them. So can I verify that? No, I can't. I find it very interesting, though, that different people from different walks of life under different disciplines are saying the same thing, that the end game seems to be some sort of alien hybrid, alien-human hybrid, which can pass. Now, this, again, mirrors the Genesis 6 account. And what's interesting about it, Dr. Stan, there's a passage from the Guidebook of the Supernatural, i.e. the Bible, talked about in Daniel, where it says that their seed, speaking of the fallen angel seed, shall mingle with the seed of men, but shall not cleave to them. And that word cleave is the same word that we see in the Genesis account. In other words, the first incursion, when the fallen angels came, landed on Mount Hermon, and was resulted in the Nephilim, the unholy union of the fallen angels and the women of earth, became the Nephilim or the Nephilim, which resulted, by the way, in the flood. We see now that word marriage, cleave, is the same word that is used in the Genesis 6 account. They took a wife. They were engaged in marrying them. Now we see in the account in Daniel, which speaks of a time which I believe we're living in, speaks of this, that they won't cleave to them anymore. It's exactly the opposite. And that's exactly what we see happening in the phenomena. That women are taken. There's no marriage. They're impregnated. Within the first trimester, they're then reabducted. The fetus is taken. And later on, usually 5 or 6 years later, they're presented with a child, this hybrid, and they're asked to hold it. I mean, this stuff is really very strange and very bizarre. If there was only one case, I would immediately dismiss it. Well, that's delusional. That's a psychotic break or a break with reality, whatever you want to call it, psychotic episode. The problem is, as Dr. Jacobs notes, person after person after person, and there's no collusion between these people, are saying the same thing, the same thing. And then you get the people who are abducted, and let's say they don't have sexual experimentation done on them, like the contactees, and they're saying that they're seeing what appears to be hybrids. So the end game, according to Jacobs, and I agree with him, to reiterate, is some sort of a human-alien hybrid, which will then be integrated into society. Will these hybrids have sort of superhuman power? Very possibly. Will they be able to do things that normal humans cannot do? Very possibly. But again, I just believe that we're things are ramping up, we're accelerating, and look, we're only talking one aspect of this with the whole UFO phenomena. When we superimpose biblical prophecy and what's happening in the Middle East over this stuff, we are accelerating, rushing towards some sort of a climax, which the Bible speaks of. I think we're in the last days, Dr. Stan, and I think we're going to see the supernatural manifest in ways that we've never seen it manifest before. The enemy is ramping up. Remember that scripture from 2 Thessalonians, which says, Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. We sort of brush over that, gloss over it, and treat it sort of glibly, and we really shouldn't. because that's an incredibly sobering statement that's there. It's an alarming statement that's there, because the enemy, is when he manifests, he will come with all signs and lying wonders. This one world, new age, one world religious system, one more government, one more religious system will take place. This deception will happen. The great falling away, which the Greek word is apostasia, which we get our word from apostasy. It's not the rapture it's speaking of. That's a total torturing of a text, which some prophecy teachers are out there teaching, and I think it's misleading millions, maybe, of people. That word is apostasia. It speaks of a great falling away, which begs the question, what could cause a great falling away? And it's all around us, Dr. Stan. We're seeing it manifest at the tune of over 500 sightings, UFO sightings per month. Cattle mutilations continue. The abduction phenomena, the hybridization, crop circles, all these things put together. And this thing is happening in real time, and the church, for the most part, is completely asleep at the wheel. The good news is I'm being asked to speak more. I'll be down in Wyoming here on February 18th, 19th, and 20th, speaking at a conference on the keynote. And I'll also be on the Daystar television program talking about the same thing, UFOs in my book. So at least the word is starting to get out. People are starting to go, you know, there's something to all this. It's not going away. We need to at least dialogue about it and find out how it dovetails and integrates with the Bible. And, of course, it does.
Well, I think that really we should say hallelujah. I mean, it confirms certainly the faith of those who believe the Bible is being accurate. There is a supernatural realm. We're seeing it manifested from the evil side, and certainly I'm sure we're going to see manifestation of God's power before this is all over. In fact, we see manifestations of God's power all the time. The very existence of the land of Israel, I believe, is a supernatural event. The fact they've been able to survive several wars where they've been outnumbered 20-1 as far as their soldiers on the ground, but they're there because God wants them there for this time in history. Lynn, our guest is Lynn Marzulli, his book Alien Interviews. So have you shipped those to us yet, Lynn, the books?
It's the Alien Interviews, which, you know, you're going to be selling on, you know,
yes,
through...
Have you had the chance to ship them off to us?
It's lamarzulli.net.
Yeah, but have you actually sent us the book? Well, anyway...
I'm missing that, Dr. Stan, I'm sorry.
Lynn promised yesterday it sent the book. Thanks so much, Lynn. I will be right back to wrap up this morning's program.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Lynn's book is called Alien Interviews. It's an expensive little book, but it's got a lot of fascinating material in it. Fascinating because, of course, it tends to verify the fact there is a supernatural manifestation. Of course, these come from the dark side, but I believe, of course, we're going to see God's well. So, for those people who don't have any faith, as the evil intervention occurs, they're going to lose their they're going to be terrified. And the only thing that can counter that is a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't have one, you better start contemplating it. That's one reason why we offer Pastor Billy Crone's 10-DVD series, The Final Countdown. I mean, they're actually fascinating sermons, a lot of video clips there, as well as the biblical prophecies of what's coming down. We actually carry Pastor Crone's book by the same title, Final Countdown, so you can get the 10 DVDs, come in two sections, part one, part two. You might want to get just one part, and then if you like them, you'll want to get part two, or get them both together at a special discounted rate. Get the book. If you prefer CDs, we actually have the first five parts of that on in a CD set called Countdown to Armageddon. It's five CD-ROMs. One of these days, when I have time, I'll put together the other five. But this is really very real. God prophesied what's happening today, and you can see the fulfillment of prophecy. So then, of course, we are going to be carrying Lynn's book, The Alien Interviews. We have another book called Alien Intervention, written many years ago, just pointing out that a lot of people are going to try to convince you these beings, these manifestations, are for another galaxy. They're coming from outer space of some sort. Well, that is the misconception. And there are a lot of good people who believe this sort of thing. I don't believe it for a moment. I believe this is a manifestation of the spiritual battle we write of ourselves. And then we have an excellent DVD on UFOs put out by Bob Fletcher. Now, he actually believes these are manifestations from another planet, but other than that one statement, what you will see on this DVD is truly amazing. That's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're a Christian, you watch this, and of course you have listened to our programs, you understand that these manifestations are real. He's got some great footage on there that I think will convince anybody this is real. The only question is, what is it? Well, if you're coming from a Christian point of view, you understand that there is a supernatural realm. So the Alien Interviews, the book, Alien Intervention, and of course the UFO DVD by Bob Fletcher, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember to go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We have our fourth CD set on Supernatural and the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. Committed. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to